Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for an air fryer frozen cauliflower cheese. Yesterday on the podcast, I talked to you about how I make an air fryer cauliflower cheese by making a homemade hidden veggie cheese sauce, and that we use air fryer frozen cauliflower because it cooks better in the air fryer compared to fresh. Well, one thing I also get asked about is, what about the bags of frozen cauliflower cheese where the cheese sauce is already mixed, it's frozen, and then you cook it from frozen, kind of a bit like a ready meal, and asking if it would work in the air fryer. So I gave it a go and it was perfect. I'd say the only thing I screwed up on is it was perfect with the golden glow on top, like you get cauliflower cheese when it's been oven baked. I decided to stir it and add more cheese, and it looked better before I did that. So I'm not sure whether the adding more cheese is really needed. I think I should have just left it as it was. But I think what's most interesting is that if you took a bog standard ready meal and cooked it in the air fryer, we've done a ready meals feature on Recipe This before, and we've also done recipes like air fryer frozen lasagna. And what we actually found is that because they were in those standard trays, because of the air circulation issues, they took quite a while to air fry. But these frozen cauliflower cheese bags are in a bag, so they come out broken up already. So they do actually cook a lot quicker compared to your normal ready meal. So if you are going to do frozen ready meal style dishes, that you should stick to ones in a bag like this, because they're so much quicker and easier to do. So we used a frozen bag of cauliflower cheese that we picked up from Aldi. But we've seen them in M&S, we've seen them in Tesco's, we've seen them in Asda, we've seen them in Iceland. So it's totally up to you where you get them from. Just, I would say, get them in a bag rather than them being in a tray. So we had one bag of frozen cauliflower cheese and then 28 grams, which is about an ounce, of grated cheddar cheese to sprinkle on top. But you don't have to do the grated cheese on top if you don't want to. So empty a bag of frozen cauliflower cheese into your air fryer container, and then place the container into your air fryer basket. We used one of our favourite silicone round containers because they fit the air fryer size so well. And then air fry frozen cauliflower cheese for about 25 minutes at 160 Celsius, 320 Fahrenheit, or until the cauliflower cheese is piping hot and you have a wonderful colour on the top of the cauliflower. And then if you don't want that lovely golden colour, do what I did and stir, and then add a sprinkling of grated cheese, and then air fry for another 5 minutes. It's totally up to you if you want to do this or not. I don't know. Does it need it? It's up to you. It depends how much of a cheese taste you like. And you could always air fry that for longer to get the golden glow again. It's just totally up to you. But frozen cauliflower cheese bags in the air fryer, they are a really good idea and a really good concept. And I really like the idea of them. And I'm now going to go and see what other bags there is that would work well in the air fryer. Thanks so much for watching. And don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter, where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen, and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.